We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, howdy. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and wet Monday alohas to you as we enter the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mac Show. It's the bonus hour, but we do the same thing in this one we do in all the others. Let's do that. Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning Text Line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. An hour ago in this program, Dwight Loftus joined me. He is the state representative who is running to replace, on the Republican ticket, of course, William Timmons, who used to be the representative from District 6 in the state Senate and now is our congressman replacing Trey Gowdy in Washington, and joins me now on the phone from D.C. with apologies. I had thought my earlier text message had gotten through to you. Congressman Timmons had sent me a text message earlier and said, would you like to talk about tomorrow's special election? And I thought I had texted back, yeah, sure, that'd be fine. But unfortunately, something with the problem of being able to hit the button that says send kind of ended up with our having a disconnect. But he joins me now. Congressman, how are you today, sir?
Bob, good evening. Thank you for having me. Always happy to be with you.
You bet. Some weekend, huh?
It has been an incredible weekend with the Mueller report coming out, no collusion. You know, Congressman Gowdy came to that same result over a year ago.
Yeah.
With his investigation. And so it just begs the question of, are they going to move on? And I've really been enjoying it. Some of the best clips of the Democrats talking about all the evidence, and it's the gift that keeps on giving. And I do hope it is over. And I think that the amount of resources that were spent by the federal government to determine whether there was any collusion has been enough to make this conclusive. There was none. And it's time to move on, and maybe we can stop spending other people's money and work on the debt.
Well, that would be nice. Where do we stand on the budget right now?
So it is definitely a long process, and I'm interested to see. Obviously, the president submitted his budget 2 weeks ago, and
right.
The Democrats are likely going to produce something. I'm on the budget committee, as you know, and
mm-hmm.
we will be having hearings on whatever they produce. So I have a feeling it will be quite dissimilar from the president's budget.
Yeah, I imagine probably. So, you know, it's interesting, the reaction from the left, and it's been predictable in part. You know, the Maxine Waters, the Congressman Schiff's of the world, Jerry from New York, you know, they all are immediately jumping in. Well, this is not the end of this. We're going to have congressional hearings. Are they really going to waste more money chasing this non-existent scandal?
I mean, at this point, I kind of hope they do, because they have really lost such an incredible amount of credibility, and the media has as well.
Yep.
I mean, this has been the narrative for 2 years. And, you know, if you think about it, on election night in 2018, when the president got elected, everybody just said, well, this couldn't have happened. The Russians had to do it. So
right.
Now they're having to relive the election night. So it really has been interesting to see how things develop. But Bob, really the number one reason I wanted to call in, and I appreciate you letting me be on the show,
sure,
is that tomorrow is election day, the
yes.
special election to fill the seat. And there's just a very clear choice. Dwight Loftus is a strong conservative. He knows what he's doing. He has the relationships built. He knows the system. And he will represent us well in the state Senate. I voted absentee this morning. I actually meant to vote last week, but I did not make it. So I had to change my flight from coming up last night to coming up this morning. But I did go, and I voted, and it is critical that we vote. As most people have seen, pretty much everybody running for president has endorsed the Democrat, and she seems to be a very good person, but she's not the right person to represent the 6th Senate district in the state Senate. I can promise you that.
Yeah, and that one, this one hits close to home for me because that is the district that I live in. And whenever we have a special election or something that is not attached to a regular big-time election schedule, and I'm referring, of course, to the midterms and also to presidential election years as we have upcoming in 2020, it seems as if they have a tendency to be overlooked.
Bob, I went to vote for myself when I was running in the primary, and I had to go to 3 different locations because the voting precinct had changed.
Wow.
So this is the thing. A lot of people are going to go, and they're going to go, oh, I heard there's an election tomorrow. They're going to go to the place they normally vote.
Right.
That may not be the place they're voting tomorrow.
Yeah.
So this is not just a, you got to go vote where you always vote. This is a, you got to figure out where you're going to vote, and then you need to make sure that you get there and take your neighbors with you. It is important. Dwight will serve us well, but we got to get him across the finish line.
Yeah, and there is an opportunity for confusion, as you alluded to, because tomorrow, it being a special election, it's happening on a Tuesday, and that, of course, is a school day. And my normal polling place is an elementary school in my neighborhood. But, of course, school is in session, and because of all the security precautions that need to be in place in schools these days for obvious reasons, some of these polling places will change. So I guess what is the best advice to check with the election commission tomorrow to make sure that you're going to the right place?
That is one option. If you show up, generally speaking, there should be instructions of, you know, where you should be if you are at the wrong location tomorrow.
Right.
I do believe that Representative Loftus has on his Facebook page a location of each precinct. You know, we just got to make sure people show up, and it's not over. People have literally, I call him Senator, but it's literally not over until he gets across the finish line tomorrow. So things are going in the right direction in our state and in our country. We just got to push hard to continue limited government and make us as competitive as possible.
Yeah, and you may want to allow a little extra time tomorrow, not that much, but there will be in two of the precincts where voting will take place tomorrow. They will be running tests on 2 of the new proposed voting machines to take the place of the Votronic machines that have been in place in South Carolina for some time. They haven't settled on one yet. I don't think that's been granted by the legislature yet.
Well, that's definitely another variable. Just make sure you get there, make sure you vote, and make sure that you take your neighbors with you as well, as long as they're Republicans.
Yep, absolutely. Congressman William Timmons, good to talk to you, sir. I appreciate your taking time out of what I know is a busy day and encouraging everybody to get out there and vote tomorrow, and I second that heartily.
Bob, anytime. Great to be with you. I look forward to being with you again soon.
Very good. Thanks, sir. I appreciate it. Good to have you here. Congressman William Timmons, he, of course, replaced Trey Gowdy in Washington, and that opened up the Senate, South Carolina Senate seat 6, for which the election, as we have been saying, will be taking place tomorrow. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Texter had asked about what's going on in Venezuela with the Russians bringing in a military presence there, apparently with some spec ops guys. I'll give you the latest that we have on that when we come right back here on the Bobby Mac Show. So,
are you not entertained?
6:20 here on the Bobby Mac Show, wet and rainy Monday. Number of texters today had asked, Bob, what's going on in Venezuela? You know, of course, that Venezuela is heavily in debt to the entire planet. They've been propped up for some time by our friends in Russia. Cubans have been trying to help them out there as well. The workers' paradise that the people of Venezuela have been dealing with. It's just an absolute nightmare. People eating out of garbage cans and power off for 4 or 5 days at a time. They owe their friends in Russia a huge amount of money. So obviously, the government of the former Soviet Union, Vladimir Putin, he is colluding with somebody. He's colluding with Maduro down there in Venezuela to try and prop them up. Widespread reports of Russia sending troops to Venezuela. And I'm sure that the Pentagon has been anticipating this move for some time. So it shouldn't be any surprise to anybody in our intelligence agencies. Chief of the main staff, first deputy commander of Russian ground troops, General Colonel Tankashkirov. Yeah, that's it. General Colonel Tankashkirov apparently arrived in Venezuela today with supplies for the Maduro regime. Russian activity reported in La Orchida, the island Russia plans to use as an FOB, a forward operating base, for heavy bombers. Among other things, that's disconcerting. Monroe Doctrine and all that. Russians have played it pretty well. This morning after the report came out, it was a win-win for them digging in deeper in Venezuela. And the way they did it was right out of a Cold War playbook. They played it pretty well. There's a fear going forward. This is a bold move because, of course, those of us of a certain vintage remember Khrushchev and the old Soviet Union putting missiles in Cuba that led to a huge standoff there. Made absolutely no difference. The report showed just everybody was focused on this. There were reports that there were some, I think about 200 apparently, Spetsnaz troops, which are like their Green Berets or SEALs, they are their spec ops guys, got off a couple of airplanes, one of which reliable sources tell us contained all the backup gear for these folks. So we'll keep an eye on that as Venezuela continues to heat up. Pretty bad day for a guy that was all over CNN not all that long ago, Michael Avenatti. You remember this guy. You couldn't turn on CNN or BSNBC without seeing this guy's bald pate on there talking about his client Stormy Daniels. Well, today Avenatti was arrested for allegedly trying to extort $20 million from Nike, embezzling his client's money, and defrauding a bank. Well, nice. Charged with wire and bank fraud. Press conference scheduled to discuss the charges in him. That apparently taking place sometime coming up here in L.A. Today. Avenatti had represented porn star Stormy Daniels in her lawsuit against President Trump. And his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, you may recall, the judge said, yeah, take that one out of my courtroom. The complaint says that last Wednesday, Avenatti and a cooperating witness spoke by phone with lawyers for Nike, during which Avenatti stated, with respect to his demands for payment of millions of dollars, that if his demands were not met, I'll go take $10 billion off your client's market cap. I'm not effing around. Okay. Nike has no immediate comment on this. In the L.A. case, Avenatti is, so there's more than one here. Avenatti is accused of negotiating a $1.6 million settlement for a client in a civil case, but then giving the client a bogus settlement agreement with a false payment date of March 10th, 2018, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in L.A. That office said Avenatti misappropriated his client's settlement money and used to pay expenses for his coffee business, Global Baristas LLC, which operated Tully's coffee stores in California and Washington State when the fake March 2018 deadline passed and the client said, hey, where's my money? Avenatti continued to conceal that the payment had already been received. Yeah, not to mention that it had already been spent. Avenatti also allegedly defrauded a bank in Mississippi by submitting to the lender false tax returns in order to obtain three loans totaling $4.1 million for his law firm and coffee business in 2014. This guy is the king of the sleazeballs. 26 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Let me catch up with the text line. Oh, and thanks to Moneypenny, who passed along. You may remember the caller, Michael, earlier in the program. He was talking about the list of nations where gun confiscation has taken place and the horrific results, including millions of deaths, has resulted. Michael mentioned a YouTube video, and Moneypenny said a caller...
It was actually Michael called back.
Oh, it was? Great. Yeah, he had mentioned this YouTube video, and somehow I'd managed to get it discombobulated. Is that right, Moneypenny? He actually called back with the correct YouTube. Yeah, and it's Innocence Betrayal. Innocence Betrayed. Past tense. Okay. Innocence Betrayed is that website if you're looking for that on Google. Bobby, the government has no money. It's all stolen from taxpayers. Yeah, and it was certainly well spent in the case of the Mueller investigation. Bobby, isn't it kind of strange that a porn actress, and I say that lightly and regretfully, for using Avenatti as attorney, but not doing any porn, say Levy. Bob, Avenatti could face life. Let's hope so, at least. What else on the text line? Bobby, on your way home this evening, watch out for the yellow puddles. That would be pollen. Drive carefully, everybody. Gary in Spartanburg. Bobby, I'm happy Mueller cleared Donald Trump. The American people need to know that their president isn't a foreign stooge. Now let's get back to the real issues. Budget deficits, health care costs, immigration policy, etc. Signed, a Democrat. See, there's one out there that's in touch with reality. Bobby, I pray we are out of this, but I'm afraid we haven't seen the last of this yet. No, they'll have congressional hearings, and Schiff will do the best he can to try and kick up some dirt, and Jerry Nadler, and, of course, Crazy Maxine. She'll be right in the mix of all this as well. Bobby, if all the lying media, Democrats, and rhinos had to actually eat crow over this failed witch hunt coup attempt, then crows would become extinct in America. Thanks from Richard Gosnell. Gotcha. And I believe I'm just about caught up with the text line. Yeah, believe I am. Good deal. And not a moment too soon. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Stand by because Annie's ready to go in the news center, and then I'm right back on the other side. And when Annie finishes with the real news, I will have the Monday edition of Boneheads in the news. Quite a collection. Arriba, arriba.
What?
Never mind. 6:37, 23 before 7 here on what's turned out to be a wet and rainy Monday in the Bobby Mack Show. And we have reached that point in the program where it is time for...
Boneheads in the News.
Yes, here we go with today's edition of Boneheads. This guy really needs a new best friend. 28-year-old Ben Winchip from Swindon, England, you know.
Winchip.
He's getting married next month. For the past year, he and his friends have been planning a massive bachelor party in Las Vegas. Now, you tell me if this story isn't just wrong on so many levels. Everybody kicked in around $900 each for a total of about $10,000. and handed it over to Ben's best man to handle everything. Yeah, you probably figured that's where it went downhill, and you'd be right. The guy embezzled all of the cash and didn't plan anything. Cops just arrested him for fraud. As for Ben, he says now he and his other friends are going to be doing an exponentially less epic, a night out at a bar in Newcastle, England. Who spends $10,000 on it? Maybe that's just me that asks this question anymore. Guy in Massachusetts bought a 74-inch flat-screen TV on Amazon and got it in the mail, along with an 84-inch TV he didn't pay for. Well, he kept them both. He just got arrested for it last week. He says Amazon told him it was fine. He never heard from the company that fulfilled the order, but they say they called him five times.
They surrounded the house and knocked on the door with flashlights coming through all the windows pretty much. They told me come outside. They handcuffed me.
Did you ever think that, hey, they made a mistake, I should return this?
I did, and I looked into all the laws and everything that happened. I said, you know, it's a scratch ticket. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Mm. Amazon said I had nothing to worry about. I made no wrong decisions at that point.
The dropship company tells me they tried to contact you five times and that you were never cooperative with them.
I have my phone ringing all day long. I run a business. I get calls from Google, website people. I have no reason to answer all these calls. If it's not important, I just hang up.
Yeah, well, it might be considered important if you got an extra 84-inch TV that you didn't pay for. Well, shall we go closer to home? A school bus driver in South Carolina swerved to avoid hitting two squirrels on Friday morning. Is this like the Geico commercial where the squirrels celebrate after the wreck? A school bus crashed into a house after hitting a tree.
I looked out my front door. There is a bus that had crashed into the house across the street. Mm. It was a... It's a howl and a cry, like in pain or something. I couldn't figure out what was going on. It sounded like metal scraping on wood also, and a loud bang, loud crash.
The driver told the officers that two squirrels had run out in front of her, and she had swerved to avoid hitting the squirrels. Unfortunately, she overcorrected and lost control of the bus. She was cited for failure to exercise due care.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was seriously hurt. What did that wreck sound like again? Okay. I think I got it that time. Verizon worker in Philly, driving along, sees a cat stuck on top of a utility pole. So he decided he'd be a good Samaritan and rescue the cat named Mama last weekend. But on Friday, Verizon announced they were suspending the guy for 3 weeks, saying their equipment wasn't intended to be used in that area. They said they take no joy in the action, so they're donating some of the money to the SPCA. Here is a play-by-play of Mama the cat being rescued.
What a good guy. Look at the cat. Don't be a jerk.
Yay!
Okay, nice work, even though ended up getting suspended. You know, it's amazing what you can see on some of these cable channels, like BSLSD. They were going to a foreign correspondent for a live report from Syria on Friday, but the reporter wasn't ready. Instead, when he came up on camera, he was spitting into his hand and using the saliva to get his hair presentable for a live TV.
Matt Bradley is in eastern Syria in an area where the last remnants of the Islamic State and so-called caliphate were. Matt, what's the situation for you?
Good. Fine. Better.
All right, we do not have Matt.
Yeah. Sorry, Matt. He's busy spitting into his hand and giving himself the proper TV reporter do on his hair there. Good work, Matt. You know, there's something about Little League Baseball that just constantly brings out the worst in adults. There's 52-year-old Michael Walters, Pine Lake Park, New Jersey. He's the manager of a traveling Little League team for kids 10 and under. Well, last week, the other coaches figured out he had stolen about $6,500 from the team's fundraisers. Called the cops, who got in touch with him and told him he'd be arrested the next day. So, how did Michael handle this situation? Well, when he got up on Thursday morning, he went to a bank and robbed it to get enough money to pay back the team. Deposited the stolen loot into the team account, but the officers quickly connected the dots, matched the car from the bank robbery to him. That's a good idea, right, Moneypenny? Use your own car to rob a bank. He was arrested for theft for the Little League embezzlement and doubleheader. They also got him for robbing the bank. Holy cow. Hot air balloon theft, fairly uncommon crime. And I guess this is why. You know, those balloons have really distinct patterns on them. And needless to say, they're, what's the word I'm looking for here? Huge. So when you fly your stolen balloon, you kind of give yourself away. Somebody stole a $30,000 hot air balloon from a guy in Bloomington, Indiana earlier this year, and the thief was just busted after flying it at a hot air balloon festival in Florida. Cops there got a tip from police in Indiana to keep your eyes out for the balloon. They also sent over a photo of what it looks like. Guess what? There it was at the festival. The owner of the balloon decided not to press charges against the thief. He just wanted his balloon back. Tow company is going to drive it back to Indiana for him. And finally, from the sports pages, we know that all the brackets being busted dominated the sports scene over the weekend. But there was another on the golf course. Yeah. Listen here.
I saw the bobcat running through the frame there. A lot of wildlife out
Watch
here.
Watch out on the drive back to your car.
She's got me. She's not worried about it. We'll be all right.
Thanks, Jim.
What about me?
I'm worried about you.
Yeah. Mel Reed had to go back to the Q school last year to regain her card. Wow.
And now she's on the prowl, much like this bobcat.
Look at that.
I mean, I think that's what that is.
Hopefully it's not a leopard.
No. Or a jaguar. Might be a jaguar.
I don't know much about desert wildlife,
but
I would certainly be avoiding that.
Yeah, the bobcats got javelinas, which are wild boar pig type animals.
What? So, bobcat went its merry way. Golf tournament continued unabated. There you go. There is the Monday edition of
Boneheads in the News.
6:47 now, 13 before 7 o'clock. Closing minutes of the bonus hour on the way next here on the Bobby Mack Show. Yeah, closing minutes of the Bobby Mack bonus hour here on Monday.
Unfortunately, I believe we're out of time.
Yeah, Joe Biden, he's wrong as usual. We're not quite out of time yet. by the way, breaking news. Wait a second, where is I only find the breaking news intro. Here we go.
This is breaking news.
You bet. I told you earlier in the hour, Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' former lawyer, been indicted trying to stick up Nike for $20 million. He has a co-conspirator. Yeah, we learn now he has a co-conspirator. And his co-conspirator is former CNN legal analyst Mark Garagos. Charges against attorney... according to the Wall Street Journal, authorities indicated—I'm sorry—authorities indicted and arrested Avenatti today in New York on charges of wire fraud, bank fraud, and attempting to extort $20 million from Nike. Avenatti threatened to publicly disparage Nike if the company did not pay him millions of dollars. And according to the Wall Street Journal, Avenatti's co-conspirator was Mark Garagos, a lawyer famous for representing clients like Michael Jackson, Jussie Smollett, and Colin Kaepernick. Boy, there's there's a real list of distinguished and outstanding clients. So Garagos is now also indicted as well. I wonder if he'll appear on CNN to analyze his own legal case. What do you think, Moneypenny? No, probably not. I don't know. In the wake of everything that's happened over the weekend and all the stuff that's going around, it's nice when we get a really nice story from time to time. This one from our neighbors in the Tar Heel State. It's a common thing to see a person with vision problems using a seeing eye dog. On National Puppy Day of all days, meet the adorable pup that's found his calling, being the seeing eye dog for another four-legged friend. Charlie, an 11-year-old golden retriever, I'm not much of a sucker for golden retrievers, sure I'm not, was suffering from severe glaucoma in 2016 when his owners were forced to have doctors remove their friend's left eye. A year later, Adam and Chelsea Stipe had to have Charlie's right eye removed as well, leaving the dog completely blind. That's when four-month-old Maverick came into the picture. The Stipe's new addition hasn't just become a companion for Charlie. He's now the senior's guide and service pup. The Stipes set up an Instagram account for the heartwarming duo. Their photos have quickly gone viral, drawing over 67,000 followers after just 1 week online. Adam and Chelsea say Maverick helps their blind best friend with everything from walking to playing to eating and even sometimes being used as a pillow by the big retriever. The Stipes say Charlie is working on teaching his seeing eye dog manners, a story that proves service dogs aren't just for people, and new friends can come in all shapes and sizes. And they're on Instagram. Does it show where they are? Yeah, I think it's Charlie and Mav. You can find that on Instagram, and the pictures are really sweet, really nice. Oh, wow. Just about time to wrap things up for today. Before we go, quickly off the text line, Bobby, stupid bus driver, with all the potholes on the roads, didn't they know squirrels make great road patch? Hadn't realized that. Bobby Mack, do you realize how much we have wasted the Trump presidency over this garbage and how much could have been done, including health care, putting up a wall, etc.? I'm really upset over this. I'm not happy about this Mueller investigation at all. It makes me mad, but I'm glad my president is not guilty. We all knew he wasn't. Bobby, I wonder how many law-abiding citizens will become felons at midnight tonight when the bump stock ban goes into effect. I hate to tell you, Bobby, but your clock is off by 2 minutes. Very important in radio. No, my clock actually is the nuke clock from the Naval Observatory. Has to be so we can pick up the network on time. Bobby, South Carolina rejoins the Governors Association, the great minds that brought us Common Core education. That's it for tonight. Thanks so much. See you tomorrow. God bless.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
entire broadcast day.
Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.